Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, y'all? It's Mike Pierce along with my co-host, Amy McCracken. It's time for the gang-related recap show right here on Variety Radio Online. The live show, it goes on. Happy Monday to everybody. It is July 7th. We do have the chat room open, so if you're looking to chat with us and let us know, actually, what you thought of last week's episode of Gang Related on Fox. Make sure you scroll up to the top where you'll see a little login section there, and you click on that little button there, and you can log in through your Facebook, your Twitter, and join the conversation. Amy, how was your 4th of July weekend?
It was good. Let me tell you what I did.
Okay.
So I invited the family over for breakfast. I was like, everybody come at 9 o'clock.
Okay.
On Saturday. Yeah, Saturday.
Okay.
Friday. Friday was 4th of July. And so everybody showed up, and I was making blueberry pancakes, chocolate pancakes, strawberry pancakes, plain pancakes.
Wait. And somebody smuggled in cocaine to your house.
No, not yet. We'll get to that, okay? We'll get to that. And then, all the bacon, turkey bacon, sausage, I did it all. It was like, you just walked into IHOP and you could order whatever you wanted.
Got it.
And then we went to go get rocks.
Rocks as in crack, like rock cocaine?
No. We went up to, because I live in North Carolina, we went up to a gem mine because we just wanted to get out of where we live. So we went up to the mountains and it was fun. We took the boys and we just had fun. Yeah. And then we watched fireworks. Sorry, no crack cocaine, no fish scale.
No gang stuff, no fights, no family fights, no brawls?
No, there was like maybe a little family fight, but they were just upset because we went to the mountains when they went to play golf. Like they thought we were just going to sit around and wait for them.
Got it.
Please.
Family.
Family drama, man.
I got it. No, my 4th of July weekend was interesting, just at the clubs and spent with family. So that was my weekend right there. And then this morning, I like to keep gang-related fresh in my mind. And so I just watched last week's episode. Jenny, if I say this right, Regreso del Inferno. Yeah, Jenny's like, yeah, that's close enough, Mike. That's close enough. So that's the episode we're going to talk. Big shout-outs to GR Addicts, a.k.a. gang-related addicts out there on Twitter, who be sharing, and they got a group there on Facebook that are big, huge fans, like super fans. Wouldn't you say that, Amy? Like super, super duper fans.
Super, 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 super.
Gang related. So let's jump into this episode. Now, you watched it last night.
I watched it last night before I went to bed. Yes.
Okay, my question to you is scale 1 to 10, no details. Wow. What do you give this episode?
An 8.
Ooh. And I could tell you were liking this episode for the mere fact that normally when I'm like, did you watch it? You're like, yeah, I watched it. But this time you were like, yep, watched it last night. So you like this one.
I did. I did like this one.
Now, any particular reason, any particular scenes? I've got my stuff written down, but anything that really stood out to you that you really enjoyed?
I did like the Daniel scenes. I wouldn't say I enjoyed them.
Right.
I don't like him, being heard and talked down to and all that good stuff. But I did like the Daniel scenes. And it was kind of...
Wait. Did you say I don't like it when people talk down or be mean to Daniel?
Yes, I did.
Jesus Christ. Okay. Go on. So you didn't like him being picked on and bullied?
No. He's got small hands.
Let me tell you something about that part there. Wouldn't you agree that... he needs to learn how to fight.
Yeah. And, part of me, I think that he does, or he's getting ready to.
You think?
And, yeah.
He was a total wuss in this episode. Now, Jenny.
No, I don't think that he was a total wuss. I think that he was hiding it.
Jenny says she hates wusses. Yeah, she didn't get to see this episode, but it's funny because Jenny was like, so, what happened in Gang Related? And I was like, I just finished watching it. You haven't watched it? She's like, no. I'm like, I'm not going to tell you. She's like, tell me.
He dies at the end, Jenny. He dies at the end.
Amy says that Daniel dies in the end. I didn't tell you that.
My boo?
No, I'm joking. Relax. I should just plug in your microphone and let you just
You get should. On. You really should.
Yeah, she's working right now.
You almost gave me a heart attack.
Yeah, she said you almost gave me a heart attack. Yeah, she's a big fan of Daniel. in this. But no. Jay Hernandez, sorry. But yeah, so the whole time I'm watching that part, I'm thinking to myself, he really needs to learn how to fight. And you would have thought, being raised with Carlos, out of all people.
He's a good kid. Leave him alone.
See, that he would learn how to fight. But when he threw that punch, it was like, oh yeah, Jenny's like, I'll take care of him. But yeah, when he threw that punch, I was like, dude, seriously.
But I think they would have killed him sooner if he would have fought back.
They had orders not to kill him. They just wanted to play with him. One of my favorite parts in this episode.
Well, they're bullies, and you don't play back with bullies.
Oh gosh, Jesus Christ!
They bully more.
Oh gosh, stop that! No, I think one of my favorite parts was when the cartel guy was like actually gave him a bottle of water, and then all of a sudden starts telling him, hey. You know what I did in Mexico? I was a slaughter. And it felt very like, oh, he's going to bond. He feels bad for the guy. And then he's like, ha, you're the cow. Moo. You're on borrowed time, Daniel. That was awesome. You're not a fan because he was bullying Daniel.
But I liked it. I liked that whole scene.
You didn't think that he was cute? I figure you would have liked that guy. Like, he was hot. He turned you on.
No.
You haven't seen that part, Jenny. There's a guy that picks on Daniel. And Amy is not a fan of anybody that bullies Daniel, is mean to him, or talks down to him.
What's his name?
I don't know. He's one of the cartel guys. You've seen in other movies. Yeah, he's
been in quite a few things.
Yeah, I recognized him.
I don't know his name.
He was in the movie with Mark Wahlberg, Max Payne. He was one of the military guys. I like the dude. Look up Max Payne. He's a bald-headed Mexican dude, or a Latin guy. I don't want to call him Mexicans. God forbid somebody's like, he's not Mexican, Mike. But he's a bald dude. He was in Max Payne.
Amari,
let me see his picture.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, he's
what's his name?
He's Puerto Rican.
He's Puerto Rican. What's his name?
Amari.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a cool dude.
Hello, boyfriend.
Yeah, he's in this episode, Jenny. Yeah, Jenny's all excited now.
I'm going home.
She's going to go home right now and go watch it.
Naked.
Yeah. Whoa. Okay. What else? I don't know. One thing I didn't like, it solidified my... I'm starting to really hate this guy, is when Jessica comes over to Ryan's house and says, let's celebrate. And then she starts telling him about the drugs, and then he just uses that information to save Daniel.
But do you think, that was her way of being like, okay, I'm going to find them all myself?
You think?
I think.
So you think she did that on purpose?
Yeah.
Well, see, I know that I on my TV when I watched it, it didn't show it in the commercial that we'll play at the end of the show, but in the descriptions in my this week's show, it talks about how Jessica sees Ryan talking to Sylvia, Daniel's girlfriend. It's about to get crazy. So you think Jessica is like, this is a master plan by Jessica?
Yeah, I do.
Jenny said, quote unquote, fuck that broad. You're not a fan of Jessica?
Not if she's going to take down my family.
Oh, I guess I think
speaking of taking down the family, you see at the end of the episode. Yeah, we're gonna jump around right here.
Go ahead.
At the end of the episode, that Sam is, he's like, okay, we gotta find out who's ever lived in the neighborhood with him, stuff like that. Ryan should have jumped up. He should have said, instead of sitting there like, oh god, they're gonna find out that I lived in the neighborhood. He should have jumped up and been like, wait. I used to live in that neighborhood.
You think he should have opened up right then and there?
Yeah, I think he should. I think he should be like, you can't just single out the people that lived in the neighborhood because I lived in that neighborhood. But he should jump in front of it. Don't wait until they find you. Jump in front of it and be like, look, okay, I'm going to help you guys do this because I used to live in the neighborhood. I know blah, 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 blah. And then they'll think, okay, Ryan really wants to find the mole. They won't think, Ryan is the mole.
Well, don't you think that Captain already knows that he's from the neighborhood?
He should.
He should. And I really think that if Ryan would have spoke up in that heated moment, I think that would have been a giant red flag. If it's going to come up, I think that Ryan will – if he's going to, I don't know. But if he were to, I think I would have let my information come out involuntarily later on. Like you would have said, I live in that neighborhood. He would have been like, come on. That's just too obvious, don't you think?
I don't know. His face, where he looks like he's gonna throw up, looked too obvious. Then
he had Ryan shows that face a lot, and still
maybe it's just his face. Maybe that's just the way, yeah.
That he looks?
Yeah, maybe.
One of my favorite quotes, which I because you know this whole time that you and I have been doing this show, I've been saying that Javier, in a heartbeat, would throw Ryan under the bus. Before his family goes down, Ryan would go down first. But I did like the little the liner that he tells Tio when he says, "Be sure your boys look after Ryan. I'm not losing two sons today." That was actually a nice little moment right there for Javier.
Yeah, I don't think he would throw him under the bus.
You don't. I know you don't. You don't. I think he would. I think if it's his son Daniel and Ryan, and he had to choose, he's going to pick his son Daniel. That's what I think.
But who would he pick between Carlos and Ryan?
And Jemmy's throwing out the question to you, Amy. Who do you think Javier would pick between Ryan and Carlos?
Ryan.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ryan.
Yeah, y'all both agree. Jenny said by Carlos, and you said Ryan. Yeah.
Exactly.
I agree. And speaking of Carlos, now Jenny doesn't – she hates this guy.
I do, too.
This episode, we see him – he's trying to do right. He's trying to follow his dad's orders. But at the end, he wants to strike back at the people that kidnapped his brother, the Metas, and Javier tells him no. Carlos is like, yo, the soldiers are not going to like this. Do you think it's obvious that Carlos is getting closer to feeling like he should take over his dad's place, don't you think?
Yeah, and he's going to define his father again.
Now, do you think Carlos has it in his hands to have his dad, let's say, accidentally killed so he becomes the next boss?
No.
No?
If Javier dies.
Oh, Jenny's saying if Javier dies.
He's the main character.
He's the main character to me.
No way.
No way. Okay, so you don't think Carlos has it in him to take him out?
He's an idiot. He's too emotional. He doesn't think.
Exactly. More of a reason why you don't think he would be accidentally letting his dad get killed so he could take over the seat? See, Jenny keeps saying he's an idiot. And I know he's an idiot. But he's got that thing in his eye.
Doesn't he know that Daniel is probably above him, like, in the ranks? Like, okay, yeah, I'm going to get my dad killed, but where's the money going to come from after that? Because I'm sure that Daniel's got control of everything.
Well, you know, Uncle is not going to – I mean, shoot, I no offense, I would be more worried about Theo than I would Javier. Theo doesn't play. Yeah, he will cut you with a knife.
True.
Up close. So I don't know. I don't know what's up with Carlos. He seems like he's up to something. And I think next week's episode, if I read it in my little synopsis on my TV, that Carlos starts taking plans and taking the seat from his dad. So I'm telling you, his soldiers are going to be like, Carlos, ese, you know you're the rightful leader. Your dad's weak. And then, bam, something's going to happen. Something's going to happen. What'd you think, Amy, when Rizzo jumps out of the van? When they get the cocaine and he pops out of there.
I knew something was up. I didn't know who it was going to be, but I knew something was up.
I couldn't
tell.
I
thought it was going to be V.
Oh, my gosh. It would have been V. I would have had a heart attack. Just the way that you and Jenny feel about Daniel, I feel about V.
That's the one that might have HIV.
Like, yeah, that's my girl. Yeah. I love her. Oh, my
that's
gosh.
That's what I thought. But, you know, I think that he's going to... He's gonna find out before anybody else finds out about Ryan.
The whole time I'm watching when they're chasing the truck, I'm like, they're like, we can't see him. We can't see what he looks like. I'm like, oh, that was pretty intense. Because I
yeah,
was like,
that was.
The whole time I'm watching, I'm like, how is Daniel going to get out of this? I mean, I'm sorry. How is Ryan going to get out of this? This is, yeah. But it was cool to see because, you know, you're absolutely right. In most shows, you always see the getaway car hauling ass, and they're doing everything in their power to shoot it. But it was pretty cool to see that they were like, you know, yo, if you drive the speed limit, they're just told to stay back. So it was really believable to see, you know, Ryan in the truck and kind of just waiting for the right opportunity to happen.
And he knew when the spikes were coming down. And I thought that was really cool how they just went down the alley and they loaded the drugs into one truck
chain,
just drug them off, and then the minivan comes up with, like, the family logo on the back.
Oh, yeah, they had it covered.
I love it.
My question to you, Amy, and the fans out there, I need to know this answer, Amy, so you have to answer this for me.
Okay.
Where did the bazooka rocket go to?
I have no idea. But what goes up must come down.
Exactly.
So.
So wouldn't have the guy been like, they just shot a rocket at us. Oh, my God, it landed in somebody's backyard. Like, we don't know where this mystery bazooka rocket went.
Maybe, you know, maybe it was fast enough that it landed in the ocean. If not, it probably landed on some dog shelter.
He said the ocean. You know what? Maybe. That could be it. Yeah, I put in my notes and put capital all letters. Where did the rocket go? Because
well,
no one
see,
even.
That's one thing that upsets me about.
Oh
this
God, here we go.
Television show.
Here we go.
They
the bullet.
Show us exactly.
Here
they
we go.
Show us unrealistic things.
How did Carlos survive the gun shootout?
Mm-hmm. Where did this rocket go?
Yeah, I think the rocket's more serious than your gun thing because I believe the gun thing could happen. The rockets? I don't know about that. What else? I think, what did you think about, I think for me, my last part I was going to bring up to you, what did you think about Daniel telling Sylvia that he went to San Antonio and she knew the truth? This is where the relationship's going to unravel because she can't trust him.
Yeah, it's gonna unravel. She's going to run back to Ryan and then that's where Daniel and Ryan are going to have their falling out.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely going to be about vagina.
And then Javier is going to die. Daniel's going to take
Javier
over.
Javier is not
going
to die.
Javier's going to die.
Okay.
Daniel's going to take over everything, and it's going to be brothers against brothers.
Jenny, now Amy just says right now, because you're working, and I like that about you. That Amy says that what's going to happen, she sees in the future that Javier is going to die.
I'll stop watching the show.
Daniel is going to take over the family, and it's going to be brother against brother. Okay, Jenny says if they kill Javier, she'll stop watching, and Daniel is not strong enough to be
Ryan
a leader.
Is strong enough.
Ryan is because he is a liar.
Yeah,
yeah. Daniel. He has pretty nails, which now he has to go get that all done again because he scraped them on the sidewalk. Yeah, Jenny. Yeah, wait till you see. I don't know what's going to – you know, I'm curious to see what's going to happen with all that because
Ryan's going to start his own drug cartel.
Well, you know, the weird thing is – and, Jenny, you didn't see it, but Amy, I mean, at the end of this, when they finally rescue Daniel and Ryan tells Daniel, you know, blah, 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 you know, I don't know how to feel. Just be grateful that we got you out. And then Ryan tells Daniel, you would have done the same for me, right? And then Daniel straight up and says, no, I wouldn't have been able to do that. I don't, you know. So my question to you, Amy, and Jenny, you haven't seen it yet. Amy, do you think that was like a show of weakness, or do you think that it just shows that Daniel is just a normal kid, not equipped for all this gang crap?
Both.
Yeah, both.
No, both? Both? Y'all say both?
Yeah.
Okay, I was just a little worried because I was wondering if I would have been behind Ryan, I'd have been like, nigga, did you just hear that? Like, he didn't.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have got you.
Well, I mean, Daniel went to law school. Ryan went to the military.
True that. I don't know. I just, I'm not a fan of Daniel. I think Daniel, he really needs to get some balls and smell. It's like he's totally like blinded of what his family does, and he shouldn't be. Like, he needs to be smarter.
Well, he's a golden boy.
Yeah, Ryan, I'm not a fan of. I'm not a fan of Ryan. Out of the closest of family, I like Javier, and in a sick kind of way, I like Carlos. But Carlos is too how do you call it when you're a loose cannon? So he's not good for business.
Somebody just needs to go to the Santa Monica Pier with Carlos and just roll him over the edge.
Jesus. Jenny, Amy said that someone needs to go to the Amy says that someone needs to take Carlos to the Santa Monica Pier and just roll him off the pier into the ocean. Amy's very violent. She's like Theo.
Yeah.
Jesus. We should call you Amy Theo McCracken.
There we go.
There you go. Your new name. That's it. All right. Well, wow.
would do it. I will volunteer to take him to the Santa Monica Pier.
I know. Good thing she doesn't live in Houston. We'd be like, Amy, we need you to take care of somebody. No problem. Okay. So scale of 1 to 10, you gave it an 8,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I gave it an 8.
I would probably have to give it a 7.
Why?
You know, I liked the episode. It was cool. I didn't lie. I think I liked the very the part where they got the drugs back and that whole part. That I was pretty creative in how they did that.
Adrenaline going.
I wish I probably would have saw more of the group. You know, I didn't like the fact that Han and V were stuck in the office looking at files. And speaking of files, Mr. Sons of Anarchy, the Eternal Affairs, he's breathing down on Captain's neck about somebody, a mole being on his team. And how many
I really, really, really hope that they plant him as the mole.
Really? So you think Ryan's going to be like, we got to make
this guy. And then Sam puts a bullet through his head and then buries him in a ditch and lights his body on fire.
Okay. And on that note, we're going to end today's show. Amy, you're very violent today.
I'm sorry.
We'll let you go now, Theo. Are we done?
Yeah, we're done. We're done.
Okay. Everybody, thanks for tuning in today. It's been a very uplifting show. Good way to start the week off. We know who Amy would kill and how they would kill it. Amy, just know that I will keep these tapes safe with me. Everybody that's been tuning in, thank you very much. Big shout-outs to GR Addicts for tuning in, of course, listening into the group. I know everybody's at work and stuff like that, so everybody from different time to time listens to the show and everything. So thank you very much for sharing, commenting, all that good stuff. GR Addicts, you can find them on Twitter at GR Addicts. If you're a fan of Gang Related, check them out. They're always doing special Q&As and all that good stuff. If you want to check out the mothership, the mother, the VRO.com, go there and you'll find a lot of cool stuff. The VRO.com. You can find past shows, all the past shows that we've done for Gang Related and so on. You can see the staff, you can see the giveaways, you can see interviews, you can see all the shows that we are recapping and shows that are on hiatus for, you know, they're returning back for the new season in the fall, all that good stuff. Amy, if people want to find you online, where can all the spots find you?
They can find me on Twitter at AmyVRO. They can find me on Instagram, Amy McCracken. And I think that's it.
Coolio, the Variety Radio Online. You can be subscribe to them on iTunes. All you got to do is type in Variety Radio Online on iTunes and subscribe to us. That way you don't miss a show. We come to your iDevices. The VRO on Twitter, that's where you can find all the tweets. Variety Radio Online on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook. Swing on by there if you can, and you can check out some really cool stuff there.
And Tumblr.
And Tumblr, yes. Variety Radio Online on Tumblr. And I think that's it. For me, you can check out my blog, iWatchMike.com. That is my blog. And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at MikeTheMovieGuy. And check out my YouTube channel, iWatchMike. And that's pretty much it.
That's
everybody
not
else?
It. That's not it.
That is, but I'm not going to say
it. If you haven't noticed, we are now part of the WB, Warner Brothers. We sell the Warner Brothers merchandise over on our website. So if you were in the mood for DVDs, yeah. Blu-rays, merchandise, anything from Warner Brothers, go over to our website, click on the link, and then go buy your stuff.
Sweet. All right, then go shopping on the VRO.com. And those DVDs and CDs make great stocking stuffers. The holidays are coming up.
The holidays are coming up. My birthday's coming up.
Okay, on that, we're moving on. Everybody, thank you for tuning in. Everybody have a great week. And don't forget, coming up Thursday, there's a new Gang Related, and this is what it's going to sound like.
Hundreds of inmates have been released from Chino.
And looking to reclaim their territory.
Fox Thursday, a rival gang war tears through the city, leaving no one safe.
Drop the guns, drop the weapons!
And as tensions rise...
You have any idea the kind of heat you're gonna bring down?
We ask permission of no one.
The worst is yet to come.
This is Peacock Hill!
You have no right to kill one of my men.
The next time you raise your voice to me, it'll be you and your family.
All new Gang Related. Viewer discretion advised. Thursday, 9, 8 Central on Fox.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, wah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.